Grisby exploded into action. He started to run at a speed that astonished Rebecca. From the back, he looked like a great green grizzly bear. He seemed to have forgotten about his feet completely. They were moving so fast that they vanished into a blur. Rebecca sped after him. She managed to draw alongside. "What are we running from?" she gasped.
"The ghosts," panted Grisby. "Horrible, evil monsters. If they catch us, they'll take us away and do wicked things to us."
He managed a nervous glance over his shoulder and gave a little gurgle.
"Oh, here they come," he said.
And though it seemed impossible, he doubled his speed, travelling now like a flash of green lightning. Rebecca turned to see what had so frightened Grisby. Coming along the path behind them were things. There was no other word to describe them. One moment they looked as though they were made from grey jelly, the next they seemed to be billows of oily smoke. You could almost see right through them. Their shape changed as they moved. First they were towering tall, then slinkingly short, thin, then fat. They seemed to have neither arms nor legs. But despite this, they were moving at great speed. It's nearly morning at Maisie Middleton's house. "Wake up, Maisie." First she opened one eye, then the other, yawned, stretched, and jumped out of bed.
"Good morning, Teddy," said Maisie. "Ooh, I'm hungry. I'd like my breakfast."
But no one heard. Mum and Dad were fast asleep. Maisie went to the bathroom, past Mum and Dad's room. Dad was snoring.
"They must have gone to bed late last night," said Maisie.
Maisie cleaned her teeth and went to the toilet. So did Teddy. She washed her hands and face. So did Teddy.
"Hello, animals. Oh, I do feel hungry," sighed Maisie.
Mum and Dad were still fast asleep, so Maisie got dressed.
"Well, I want my breakfast," Maisie said. "Come on, let's wake Mum and Dad up." Ever so quietly, they crept into their bedroom. "Are you ready?" whispered Maisie. "One, two, three, jump!
Breakfast, please, breakfast, please."
"Oh, Maisie Middleton," groaned Mum and Dad. "Go away, go away."
Dad fell out of bed.
"You make Maisie's breakfast," yawned Mum,
and went back to sleep. Dad groaned, and they all went downstairs.
"Here's your breakfast, Maisie."
"Oh, thank you, Dad."
"Here's a little baby, 1, 2, 3, stands in his cot. What does he see? Beep-bo!"
He sees his father sleeping in the big brass bed, and his mother too, with a hairnet on her head. He sees the shadows moving on the bedroom wall, and the sun at the window, and his teddy, and his ball. "Here's a little baby, 1, 2, 3, sits in his high chair. What does he see? Beep-bo!"
He sees his mother pouring hot porridge in a bowl, and his father in the doorway with a bucket full of coal. He sees his sister skipping in the yard outside, and his grandma pegging washing on the clothesline to be dried.